Be a man.
Experience! Hey, who is me? Be a man?
Yeah.
You ready to preach? Preacher.
Yep.
What do you do if some broad tries to turn you against your la familia?
Call her family up and tell them they all suck.
It's not a world of men.
I want you to be a man.
You could just be a man in this one moment.
I gotta be a man.
Be a man!
It's be a man time.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Am I supposed to be a man?
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
Be a man.
You can act like a man!
Be a man.
Who are the pretenders and who are the contenders? We're almost halfway through football season, but DraftKings Sportsbook is still pumping out unbeatable offers on every single game. New customers can bet just $5 on anything to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. And DraftKings isn't stopping there. All customers can take advantage of a sweetener offer for every game this October. Week 8 is here. We got a potential Super Bowl preview between the Bengals and the 49ers. The Patriots look to salvage their horrific season against the Red Hot Dolphins. And the Chiefs look to stay locked in against the lowly Broncos. Get in on all the football action with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official betting partner of the NFL. Download the app now and use code BAMPOD. New customers can bet just $5 to get $200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Use code BAMPOD. That's BAMPOD. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in ONT. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See sportsbook.draftkings.com/football. Terms for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms and responsible gaming resources.
Be a man.
Experience! I'm the real be a man, right? I blew 5 fucking loads in that fucking broad last night. I dropped her off. I went and blew 2 other fucking loads with some motherfucking pig.
Well, you ain't the real B man guy.
What do you mean?
The real B man guy can only do 4 in one night.
4 in one night?
Yeah.
That's why I do 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, huh? I do 6. I do 6 all the time.
Hey, well, I know there's another guy over there.
Halloween's fucking coming.
All right, fuck this shit. Will the real B man reveal himself?
Will the real B man?
Uh-oh.
What? That's the real be a man.
Who Fuck. Wants to be me for Halloween? Go to bostonbeaman.com. What are these fucking things?
Let me just say this, folks. Since I've been wearing this mask, I never got more fucking poontang in my entire life. Get yourself a mask if you want some action to be a man.
Beautiful. Speaking of broads,
yeah.
There's good, there's bad, and there's ugly.
You ain't kidding.
Yeah, but the bad broad is the worst.
Yeah, the bad broads. I mean, they're usually crazy, which is good because they're fucking, it makes it interesting.
It's a double-sided fucking coin with the bad broad because they bring a lot of fun to the table.
Yeah.
But a lot of instability. Also, if you're not equipped to handle it, it's a short whirlwind fucking tour usually.
Yeah. Some of them are bad and they can't help it because they're fucking legitimately fucking nuts.
Like their whole life kind of
thing.
Yeah,
they just can't help it. They're doing the best they can. But they're fucking wild.
Especially if they run into an unstable, you know, middle-aged Italian-American man.
We don't make things any better. They should have like a fucking the boring accountant or something to offset things.
It's quite a combination, isn't it?
Yeah.
But the bad broad, you may as well have a fucking ball and chain around your ankle. In more ways than one, right?
I mean, deep down inside, when you're with a bad broad, you know it's not forever.
Yeah. No. If it's all bad, then there's no point in continuing. Say you get along shitty, but when you're in the it's pretty fucking hot.
That makes
then you
got to
weigh out the fucking situation, no?
I don't look. I just want someone I can spend quality time with.
Have long, deep conversations in the car.
Long walks on short piers.
Talk about the metric system.
Take them to fucking Amish country. They go, what the fuck is this? Yeah. I had a couple of bad broads in my day.
Oof.
It was no fun. I mean, all the whole time spent with them was just hoping to get you know what at the end of it.
Yeah.
So you'd bicker and just, and once that was over, you really wanted to fucking flee.
After you, after you blow your load, you want to punch him in the face. But you don't. Not advocate.
You mean figuratively. Yeah.
You wanna. Yeah. I mean,
it's like, I never hit a girl. I never would. They've hit me a few times. Do you have some bad broads hit you?
Yeah, I've been.
How many different girls have hit you?
I've only been swung at maybe twice.
You know, my brother fucking set me up. All right. Speaking of getting hit by broads, we're walking in this hot looking, we're at a strip joint. I think the broad was like a bottle girl or something. And we're walking, and he put his arm, he was in front of me, he put his arm behind his back, went around, grabbed her ass as she was walking the other way, pinched her ass, and she thought it was me. She fucking whacked me.
That's a no-win situation.
No.
Oh, yeah.
You can't get out of that. You're fucked.
That's the worst.
I went nuts on her. I called her a fucking cunt and
right.
I went fucking berserk.
You cannot disprove it. But it wasn't me.
That's a great move. Put the arm behind the back. The broad's walking by. You reach over, you grab her ass. So the guy in back of you gets blamed.
Isn't that awful when you're totally fucking blamed and there's no way out?
I think that same night, this is when, before everyone was married and everyone was shit-faced. that same night, my friend, they were doing mud wrestling. My friend, like, grabbed the broad's tits. There was mud wrestling. She got out and started running after him. My friend was running right towards me, and he banged the left, and she fucking spit at him. And right when he banged the left, it hit me right in the face.
Oh. You were in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Those are bad broads.
Now, how did you accept that? I mean, what could you do, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you see red as soon as that happened.
Yeah, I already saw red early because I got smacked in the face.
Yeah. That's the worst. Getting hit by a broad, like, as a man, it's tough. It really is tough.
You ever
get
hit by a broad and put your fist through a wall? I've done that.
Oh, I've caused damage in the house.
I mean, a broad has hit me before, and instead of hitting her, I just put my fist through the wall.
That's okay.
You ever do that?
Oh, yeah.
Just smack
something? Yeah.
That's the natural way, being a man.
My God. That's what a real man does.
Yeah.
It really is.
I want to put my fist through that wall right now. Think about it.
Ever stick your head through a fucking wall? Ever headbutt a fucking window pane or anything like that?
I've punched out some window panes.
Did you?
Yeah, fucking idiot. I'll scat up.
You know, how about door slamming? I'm mad. I'll show you how mad I am. I'm going to slam this door.
That's my move. That's my move. And I fucking put hip into it.
Right.
I have so much fucking rotation. Like, I'm literally, like, twisted. My entire body's twisted, and I give it every inch that I have.
Yeah, it's almost like when they throw the fucking shot, put in the javelin or something. You grab that fucking board up. You want to really slam it, but it's not a funny thing. You go, what can I do to show him? I know what I'll do. I'll slam the fucking door. I'm mad then.
There's one other thing you can do.
What?
Call him a cunt.
Some broads will go, what did you call me? He called me the C
it's
word.
Over.
Other broads will join in with you and use that word. Those are the best.
Oh, yeah.
The ones who are not offended by the C word.
Yep.
I went out. All right, so there was season, like a summer, me and my cousin went on three double dates. He's like 30 years younger than me, right? I was banging all kinds of broads. I who had friends, and we went on double dates. So we're at this place in Peabody, and this girl says, we get them fucked up, and they're on the other side of the table looking at us, and she says, you can call us cunts, but never call us pigs.
That's nice.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's twisted logic, but sure.
Whatever we still talk about that to this day.
I like that.
Yeah, you can call us cunts, but never call us pigs.
You know, the whole word cunt, I mean, come on, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
The English say it all the time. Everybody says it over there.
It applies to everything.
I told you before, I was sitting having dinner with these people. They were, and instead of saying the word fucking, the guy was going cunting. I go, wait, what did you just say? And it was mixed company, men, women, it was an ad agency. Cunting, and that cunting fucking guy.
Cunt, it's cunt.
And I love it.
But like, the U.S. is the only place that developed this stigma that it's the worst fucking swear in the English language.
Yeah. You could give a broad fucking meth, do this, do that, and go, but he called me a cunt. Go, what? Get rid of him. He's no good.
Oh, yeah.
I know. One broad told me, her ex-husband used to call her a cunt and this and that. And well, really? So if you wanted to end between us, just call me a cunt. And I was like, oh, it's that easy, huh?
Good to know.
Yeah.
Flip it around.
She's gone, obviously.
Yeah. So how about if you flip it around, go out, you call them a cunt, they flip out? You prick.
Yeah.
Are you going to go fucking nuts?
No, I went out with this broad right after I got divorced. She called me. I was leaving. She called me a prick. And I went back in the house. I said, I'm very happy you said that. So what do you mean? I'm very happy you said that.
Yeah, what the fuck's wrong with it?
Nothing. Well, hey, she opened the floodgates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All bets are off.
Right.
There we go. Gloves are off, baby. Yeah.
And then I drove home and fucking punched a hole in the wall.
At least you didn't ram people on the fucking expressway. Like those kind of people that get so mad, they go, I'm so fucking mad, I'm going to ram fellow cars in this traffic jam.
Yeah, yeah.
Just go fucking nuts and start driving into people. Yet there's nowhere to go. You can't get out of it. You two are in the traffic jam. What's up with that?
Yeah.
That's a real snapping.
Oh, yeah.
Now, well, some guys get ruined by bad broods.
Oh, absolutely.
Because they let it happen.
Oh, yeah.
You can't let that happen.
No, I can't let it happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
You got to fight back with every fucking ounce of energy you have.
Yeah. Get rid of her.
Some guys, you know what it is? They feel they can never get another broad. Saying they're getting piped and their sack worked on with regularity.
Yeah.
They're afraid if they lose that piece, they're not going to replenish it. They'll take a lot of shit just to get piped fucking once a month or
two. I get a message for those guys.
What do you got for them?
Endless supply of them out there. Don't worry about it.
That's why they need to buff up on their fucking game. They should take your course. Tell them about the course you're offering.
Yeah.
6 weeks. You go from a fucking wimp to this, a stud.
I'll teach you how to be a man.
Hasten the fucking only countryside. $50,000.
I'm telling you, someday the fucking be a man masterclass, that's going to happen.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Look at me. Look how I've changed.
Yeah.
I can imagine the weirdos who show up to that.
But see, yeah, calling all weaklings and fucking degenerates and just people that need help.
Yeah, I mean, don't sweat it. It hurts for a little while. You get over it and you move on to the next piece of ass.
You could be like fucking Tony Robbins for the half-baked.
Yeah. I've definitely been in some bad ones that ruined me and put me in a bad place for an extended period.
You know why?
Because
you let it happen.
You're 100% right.
But it's easier said than done. I mean, I know everyone has emotions and failings.
So
and
what
shit,
would they do like to put you in a bad place? Belittle you?
Yeah, belittle me, fucking not give me the same treatment that I fucking give them. That's like a big one. Not
well, they take it for granted.
Yeah,
is what happens.
Yeah, not keeping in account all of the fucking crazy out of the way shit that I do for them.
You're only
and
as
then,
good
like,
as
it's
your
a
last
small,
thing.
It's
small,
all about them all the time.
Oh yeah, what have you done for me lately? And it's like fucking motherfucker. That's not the way I operate.
They want you to bow down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's not mutual. When you don't feel it coming back, that's when there's problems.
Yeah.
Like when you're a kid, you go, I feel I love you more than you love me. Is it true? Right? Well, I mean, yeah, I love you, but I mean, you probably love me more.
You ever have your heart broken?
Yeah. Yeah. When you're a young buckarina, how can you not?
Oh, yeah. So, I mean, it happens more when you're
young.
I mean,
you know, when you find out the girl you loved in high school is piping the football team, it's pretty fucking depressing.
That would hurt. Back then, you don't have the frame of mind to say, well, there's more out there. You know, it's like devastating.
Once you know that you can fly the coop, then you start going, hey, fuck you, toots.
Endless supply.
I'll replace you like this.
Yeah.
But you know,
see, what you have to do is you have to have two girls because each one of them is probably cheating on you anyway, so you're cheating on both of them, so everybody's even.
It's a wicked game we play, isn't it?
It's a game of odds, be a man.
It's a game of fucking skullduggery and sneakiness.
But you see people get totally ruined all the time. When I came up with the idea like for this episode, I was watching the David Beckham documentary. And what the fucking fuck? That broad Posh Spice.
Spice Girl.
Yeah.
He was in the fucking World Cup qualifier, biggest game of his fucking career. She calls him to tell him that she's pregnant an hour before the game. Couldn't wait the fucking 2 hours until fucking after the game.
They still together?
Was he happy about it or sad about it?
I mean, I don't see that as being much of a bad thing.
If they were in a relationship, maybe it pumped him up.
Yeah.
If he hated her.
It could be a positive. He could go out there and play better. Fucking pumped up. I'm having a kid.
Maybe kick the guy in the balls with a fucking soccer ball.
But I don't know. When you're in that thing, you're in the zone. You have like a certain zone. And when something that big fucking drops on you before you. Yeah, he did. Dude, he sucked in that fucking game and he ended up doing a kick and got a red card. He kicked a dude and fucking got a red card.
Oh, he got kicked out.
Yeah, he got kicked out.
So that means you play shorthanded the whole game, I think, right, soccer?
So they fucking ended up losing the game, and his career, everywhere he went, you could just fucking hear all the people in the background, Beckham, you fucking cunt, you're a cunt, you're a wanker. Everybody hated him, and you could hear it in every game that he played in for 3 years after that.
I don't know. I think if I was in his shoes, it wouldn't bother me. It wouldn't affect me adversely.
I mean, I'm trying to picture if it was me. Yeah, if I was going into one of my title
fights.
I'd be psyched
about it.
I might want to say, maybe it's a good positive, right?
But different people are different.
Yeah, I personally think that would be the fucking kiss of death.
Listen, every high-powered couple like those two, Brady, look at fucking Ben, what's his name? Fucking Affleck and Lopez. They're on the verge of fucking collapse, all these pictures and shit. Well, you know, they're always
married?
Did they get married? I mean, yeah, they're married.
They're married. You see all the pictures are arguing.
It's not going to fucking last.
She's got to be fucking high maintenance. She's got to be tough to fuck.
She's a diva.
No, big time.
She's the type of bro. She's on tour. They had to have fucking Egyptian fucking tea, you know, green fucking M&Ms, whatever. You know, demanding stupid shit.
Yeah. You got all that money.
But you put up with it if you can hit that ass.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, but after a while, it all gets the same.
Maybe
no matter who the brother is.
Yes.
Well,
There's enough ass there.
I'm a big fan of, it's very simple, is the juice worth the squeeze theory. You just look at it in that way and be like, is it worth me putting myself through fucking hell every single day just to fucking blow a load? I mean, that's what it comes down to.
The only way it works is if there's distance in the relationship. You travel, she travels. You're not together all the time.
Yeah.
That may help.
So you're just in it for the sex, Tonzo. You don't want a meaningful relationship. I'm very disappointed in you.
No, I don't. I don't ever want to live with a broad again. I'm never getting married, never having kids. It's fucking, I'm going to end up being fucking like an old, like the dude version of a cat lady. I'm totally fine and comfortable with that. I welcome it. I don't want that fucking life.
Let me give you some advice, son. There's always hookers out there.
I know.
You know what I mean?
You blow your load and you leave.
There's no entanglements.
Yeah, hookies, rubbing tuggies, fucking, I can survive. I got fucking, I got all my fucking apparatuses. I got the fucking Dark Knight.
How come you didn't call me last night? That shit, do you really want that in your life?
No, I don't.
Did you forget about me? Yeah, you
forget
about me? Probably left me and fucked some other woman. No, I would never, honey. I've never been a door opener for a woman. Here and there.
When it comes to teaching kids and teens about money, practice makes perfect. That's where Greenlight comes in. With a debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. Parents send instant money transfers, create custom chores, and automate allowance, while kids track their spending, set savings goals, and practice money skills they can use today and for life. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Here you are, BPMs high, sweat dripping, body moving, tongue panting. You're working hard, real hard, and you're thirsty. You need vitamins, nutrients for peak performance and energy.
And your plants do too. Aw, I mean, just look at the little guy. Water-soluble plant food from Miracle-Gro is full of essential nutrients. Just a little scoop into your watering can and boom, instant feeding and bigger, more beautiful plants. It's kind of like a sports drink for your plants. You may have to suffer from heat, but your plants do not.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best.
The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Car door opener.
No.
No, I'm an ignorant prick that way.
Yeah, the
you
car...
Do the Bronx Tale trick?
No.
What is it?
When the door's locked?
Yeah, the door test.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I've done that. I've done that right away.
I don't open the fucking door for
that's
that.
That's fucking automatic. That's a great move.
Well, I mean, back in the old days, it was different, like where you actually had to put the key in the car and open the door.
Right. That's different.
You know what I mean? That's right. Totally different. Now, when you got the fucking all the fucking doors are open, yeah, I'm not going to go over and open the door for you.
We got
to
give a new test.
What are you, the fucking queen?
Yeah.
How about if you park? I got to park. I bolt out of my fucking car to run around the block to open her door. How about if I get hit by a fucking bus?
You got to drive in reverse to do it, like Houston to Bronx, still, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
How about when the broad you fucking pull up to a curb or a tree and they hit your fucking door and they go, sorry, you fucking asshole. You ruined the whole night. That better not be fucking scratched.
They're always so weak and frail until it comes to opening a car door and smashing it into something.
What the fuck
it's
is
like
that?
Fucking the Hulk.
Yeah. And then they. And then the same broads will do it again. Oh, yeah. You'll notice. Then you say you're doing this on purpose, I think.
How about troublemakers?
Oh.
The worst.
Yeah.
A lot of them fucking start trouble online.
You mean with gossip and chit-chat?
Yeah. Well, they're arguing with people online and shit. It's like, kidding me? Give me a break.
Yeah, they like to fucking break it. But broads like to say, because I've heard it from them, you men are worse than us broads with the gossip and the bullshit.
You know, if you happen to comment on something on Facebook or something, and all of a sudden they comment on it, even though they're not involved.
Oh, I don't like that.
No.
When you fucking business.
That's why I love him. You know, I had one of those before. I'm like, go away.
That's the worst
fucking
part
alpha fucking crazy Italian bread.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, like Facebook, that like enables like day-to-day fucking stalking so fucking hardcore, and all these fucking broads do it.
Well, it's actually Snapchat now, because it was Facebook, then Instagram was the thing. Now everything's Snapchat.
Yeah.
It's crazy,
the
right?
The disposability. My
Talking
son
about
wants
Facebook,
it.
You know we're old.
Right. It's true. My 13-year-old son, he wants Snapchat. I go, no. No.
But you got IG?
I mean, he's got everything else. Yeah. No, he doesn't have Instagram, but his friends are on Snapchat. That's not, I go,
well, that's
no.
A lot of shit goes on there.
You go, I just see how strict I am. No Snapchat. I've given him everything else.
Yeah.
I don't want you going on there yet, all right? I don't want you watching slaughter videos from the Middle East on TikTok either.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I won't even watch those.
Yeah. No, I won't watch it.
Yeah. When Snapchat first started, didn't they, like, that was infamous. The reason why people used it was because you could put fucking titty and dick and fucking
and wee-wee
pics. Yeah.
And it vanished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if your wife sees your phone, you'll go, what do you have Snapchat for? And you're going to go, huh?
What
I don't
do
know
mean?
How it got there.
You got to make sure the notifications aren't showing your phone.
How about Biden's brother was caught sending his fucking nude body to some site, and he used the old, my phone got hacked.
Sure.
What do you get a picture of your new body for in the first place?
To a gay site. Did you see this?
Fucking weirdo.
But every person who sends fucking pictures, men, women, they go, I must have got hacked.
Yeah. I don't know what happened. I got hacked.
Really? Yeah, all of a sudden, they fucking hacked you and took your pictures. But why do you have the picture in the first place, though?
Yeah, exactly. Why is it just fucking kicking around and you're fucking...
What about when you get accused of cheating and you're not?
Like the ass grabbing we were talking about before.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, like,
I didn't do it. What do you mean?
You're victim.
That's another one for me that'll fucking send me off the rails. If I keep getting the accusations, it gets me to the point where I'm like, you know what? I do want to fuck somebody else. I told you so many times that I didn't fuck somebody else, and now you made me want to do it because you assumed that I already did. So stuff your ass.
I'm always guilty, so... Not much you can do.
Yeah, that. I'm sus, sketchy, sus. And pretty much guilty all the time. It's hard to hide it. I'm a convicted felon. Nobody believes me.
We've got records.
Yeah.
And you got a reputation. I go, right. But here's the experiment. You act the same. You say the exact same words. Your broad's over here looking. You put a big fat broad in front of you, right? You're pleasant, you're nice, you talk. You replace that with a gorgeous broad. You go, I saw the way you were talking to that pretty one.
I was being the same with the other broad. Yeah. You can't, right? It's all superficial.
It's
looks.
On their insecurities.
It really
I
is.
Mean, although there was one broad that thought I was out fucking around, and she was shit-faced, and when I got home, I was had a few in me. She fucking stuck her hand down my pants, grabbed my balls, and smelled it to see if I smelled like
pussy.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ooh. I know this. That's a good one. Yeah. I know this guy. The wife used to scream, "Get over here! Let me smell your underwear!" For that very reason.
That's why you got to bring an extra pair of underwear and some wipes for you.
Wait, that's going to be in the master class. That was a little preview. Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's
a that's little helpful chapter. Tip yeah. Tips like this.
Let me smell your dick.
And some spray, a little bit of spray. Not too much because then it'll get suspicious.
You know, if yeah. worst comes
to smells
worst.
Like cologne.
You know, hit your package with a fucking bottle of Listerine.
Yeah. Oh, God. Fucking burn your balls off.
Don't get Bengay, you prick. We'll save that for another one, but yeah.
I swear to God, I definitely, like, my sexual life has been very similar to fucking American Pie, where, like, always, like, there's been, like, fucking, like, things that have happened, like, totally embarrassing things, like, in the middle of it. I was getting blown by a broad and fucking, I was getting too much swamp crotch during the day, so I fucking, so I put, like, powder down there, yeah. And fucking, she, like, literally came up and coughed and had that mummy puff.
Wow.
That came out. And fucking, she was so bullshit. And she said that she was fucking like, she was allergic to fucking powder and stuff, but
where
didn't
she
break
now?
Out or anything. She's lurking.
She's like the Civil War. She's fucking history.
Yeah.
She could have gone into anaphylactic shock, whatever they call it, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
How about when you're beefing with broads when you live together?
Oh, that's awful.
It's, yeah,
that's fucking, when there's a lot of door slamming. Another fucking slamming.
A lot of brooding,
yeah. Skulking around in your own rooms, walking by each other, making a face.
Yeah, no talking. Going for days without talking.
Yeah, no talk. But fucking grease balls can go a week.
Oh, a week. That's
Do you know
nothing.
My grandparents had a fucking beef? So help me God. I swear I'll drop dead right fucking in and talk for 40 years, but they live together. I live with them right now.
I know. I
it was
know,
the weirdest fucking thing.
I know a lot of couples like that. Like older Italian couples.
I don't get what, we never...
One of them, the guy cheated on him when the guy was like in his 30s. They were like 70. She fucking.
That's what I'm thinking it's gonna be.
She tortured him.
Yeah.
What the fuck else could it be?
She fucked anything he said. She was down his throat. He's fucking. Yeah. She. Oh, it was unbelievable.
So they lived upstairs from us, right? And we, you know, kids went up and down, slept up there. Loved each of them, but they weren't like a fucking unit. He had a separate. They never fucking talked, never hung out. There was bad blood. Something happened.
Yeah, something.
He was the nicest fucking guy. That's what I'm thinking. He might have got piped when he was 22. That was
he
it.
He got caught.
There'll be no divorce, but you will suffer like this for the rest of your fucking
life.
Do.
Yeah. They live together in misery.
Oh, yeah.
Silent. Yeah. I tell you fucking silence. It was weird.
They grunted at each other.
He was the nicest fucking guy.
Your mother's,
she was
your
tough.
Mother's or
My
your father's?
Mother's.
Yeah.
She was tough.
Sicilian?
No, not believe that.
Oh, not believe that.
You can't go without Neapolitan. No, believe that. People talk really like,
what about when you don't live with the broad and you're beefing?
That's well, even hanging better. Up and calling back. I was a big phone slammer, only to call back 50 times more in 1 second.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck you, I'm hanging up. Boom, second later, who is it? Me.
There's two things you can do. You can hang up on her or you can throw a ham through the window.
Yeah.
The ham through the fucking window is probably the best retaliation I've ever heard in my life. You know what I mean? How about what does you go? You don't fucking hang up on me. I hang up on you.
Right? Yeah, but you know, I mean, every time, you know, all broads have hung up on me, obviously, but I've never been the first one to hang up on them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they've done it to me first, just like I've never called them a cunt first.
Right.
They've called me a prick first.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Hanging up was better in the old days with the house phone.
Slam it.
A little crackle before you get disconnected.
You go, boom, the fucking thing on the thing, right?
Oh, yeah.
It'd be kind of little clicking, too. It wouldn't be just instantly dead.
And then what they don't see behind the scenes is the wires all around your arm. You fucking bitch. I'm so pissed off.
Nothing ends a sentence like the fucking phone slam.
How about broads that get fucked up? They're lightweights. They're puking. You got to find like the happy medium. Those get them fucked up enough so they're wild, but not too fucked up that they drunk.
If
they're
like
they pass out.
You leave them at the rest stop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can't fucking deal with that
somebody,
shit.
I know somebody who a couple years ago was with a girl who was married.
Ooh.
And she was puking all over the place. They were out somewhere, and she was a lightweight. I mean, a bunch of his friends were around. I wasn't there. I missed that night, but a bunch of the friends were around. They were drinking all night, and she was trying to keep up, and she's small, small little thing, puking. So he actually took her, like, this was in the wintertime, too, within a couple of blocks of her house, and left her in the bushes somewhere. She's married. You can't drive her home.
I know. Imagine that.
I mean, I don't know how that worked
out. How about this? She tells the husband, no, I'm just going out with the girls tonight. I'll be, no, just a couple of drinks. I'll be back soon. She ends up fucking hammered with other men and left in the bushes.
How about ones that have problems with your friends or your family?
That's the worst.
I mean, you got to hear it. They won't say something to your family, because
if anybody has a problem with my family, they're out.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, done. I don't give a fuck. You know,
my brides have fucking said something about my kids, and they didn't even know my kids said something, because since I spend too much time with my kids, I'm like, you're all done. And this girl was fucking nuts. She was calling me, screaming, you were nice to me. I can't believe you're going to break up with me. She's like caught in hysterics. You're nice to me. Why are you doing this to me? I'm like, don't fucking talk about my kids. I never will again. It's like, fuck you. You did it once already. Imagine what's going to happen in the future. I'm not an idiot.
So you're nothing to me.
She's still around, too, by the way. Every year or so, I hear from her.
You have any action?
Yeah, a couple of times.
How about over the years, and you'll know that you'll remember this, and even now, a big thing back in the day was, some deadbeat at a bar with his fucking, holding up his chin with his fucking hand with a highball.
Yeah.
You'd look over and go, see that guy? The fucking broad ruined him. Right? Remember those guys?
He let a broad ruin him.
Look at him. What happened to him? The broad ruined him.
His life was ruined by a dame.
Well, if you were married to that bitch, you'd be like him, too.
How about broads that, like, fucking henpeck their guys in front of everybody?
Ooh. I can't stand it. That's the ultimate move. And don't you, like, if you're friends with the guy, don't you feel like it's your responsibility
to stand up for the friend
if they won't?
Well, I usually won't say anything right then and there, but afterwards I'll say, don't let that fucking cunt talk to you like that.
That's all.
Yeah, you know?
No, but I mean to the broad directly. Like,
nah, well, I mean, then you're like emasculating the guy, too.
Yeah.
You're fucking stepping in and doing his job, you know?
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's like Dutch door action.
Yeah, it's a catch 22.
Fuck the guy.
You know?
If he takes that, you say it just to get the, let them both hate you. Who cares? Like, say you go to the, say, don't talk to him that way. And the guy goes, that's my wife. You go, I don't give a fuck who it is.
Yeah.
How about the rebound broad?
Oh,
yeah.
The rebounder.
Just you're just looking at a hole. That's all you want.
Right? The poor,
because emotionally you're spent.
But the poor victim of the rebound, she thinks that, you know, she's helped you and you're all into it, but she's just a temporary stopgap.
Yeah.
She is shit canned a few months down the road. Then she's depressed.
Broads are horrible, but guys are fucking, we get a side to us too, right?
Yeah.
Listen, you were put here to spread your fucking seed. Yeah. You know what I mean? We have no say in this, this is how it all works. That's what it's all about, man. That's what we're here for. Right?
Yeah.
Reproduce.
I had a broad that was a fucking rebound broad, and she was pretty tough looking. And I totally admit it. She was like a five. She was like a hard five.
Yeah, but five, I mean, when you drink, she becomes a seven, so it's not too bad.
And that's what we did. We just got shit-faced together, Erica, like, all the time. Like, 30 packs of fucking beer.
That's fun.
Was she a nice kid anyways?
Yeah, she was, but she was too much of a fucking booze bag, and she did some crazy embarrassing shit at a fucking concert, and she flipped over the fucking rail, and she was shit-faced, and I had to, like, escort her out like the fucking bodyguard.
Yeah,
like,
that's
I think I told you a story about Fenway Park. That was pretty fucking...
Any broad you gotta fucking help around because they're all fucked up, you don't want any part of that shit, man.
How about broads that get divorced, they get a little money on them, and they fucking blow it all, and like a year later, they got no money.
Right.
Girls are bad with money.
I like to hear those
girls
stories.
Girls are horrible with money.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
No, they like to buy a lot of shit.
I mean, 90% of them.
Yeah.
They like 90% to buy a lot of American shit. Girls.
Oh, yeah.
Chinese girls are great with money. They're smart.
I mean,
practical.
Right. They're sensible, right? Yeah.
That's the best case scenario, is that the fucking broad is a stupid bitch and she spends all the fucking money and she ends up being broke the rest of her life anyway. That's gonna be, if she's taking all of your shit, you gotta hope that she fucking just pisses it all away, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you gotta hope for the worst for them. Because when you're fucking Sicilian like me, you hold a fucking grudge a long time.
Hold a grudge till you die, be a man.
To the grave.
That was one of the first ones.
That's the fucking truth, though. Never let a fucking woman bring you down, and then just vice versa, too. You know, they shouldn't let a guy bring them down. But if the broad's no good, you got to make the hard call early on.
Yeah.
Say, yeah, you know,
it's like
something.
You see a lot of relationships where people are together. And it's like, you see like a hot looking broad with a guy that we'll consider a loser. You're like, what's wrong with this fucking broad? There's something fucked up there. Right?
Oh, you know what I used to hate? And you've probably heard this. We've all heard it a million times. Not us, but I'm just going to go home. Hope the wife gives me some tonight. I go, huh? What do you mean, hope the wife gives me some?
I hate that term, the wife. I don't know.
The
wife.
Hoping the wife gives
like
me some.
Like a tough
some.
Guy, like, oh, yeah, she's just a broad, the wife, you know, but he's not even getting laid. Big tough guy.
I can't stand people that brag about fucking their wives. What the fuck?
Right.
used to see it all the time fucking in construction. Be like, oh, yeah, I got lucky last weekend. Yeah. Like, they have to point out that they got that the wife let them get lucky.
They're insecure.
Yeah. It's like, what you the fuck? I don't care about that, dude.
Hey, I mean, the thing with a broad is you want someone you have some things in common with, you can get along with, and, you know, ride out the storm. That's the hope.
Or.
But it doesn't work out for
you. Really, that's the purpose. I mean, but,
you well know, the best fucking term to longevity, not speaking the same language at all.
Yeah, that helps.
And have minimal verbal communication.
You know, one of my friends is single, and I don't know why, but his big saying is, if they didn't have that thing between their legs, they'd be extinct.
It's 100% true.
So what else we need them for?
You know? They say the same thing.
Totally serious. Yeah. It's like something my father would never say that, but the same type of mentality. Like you think saying something crazy and they think it's right.
But, you know, they feel the same way about men. They don't give a fuck about men.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, you know.
Let me tell you something about broads. They all lie. They're all about themselves.
That's true.
They're never wrong.
They never admit they're wrong.
They have no friends. They have like usually one friend. They maybe have one friend. That's it.
It's 100%.
They all hate each other. They're all in competition with each other.
But then they'll always keep like a cast of fucking sea creatures that they think that they're better looking than around just to have as fucking morale.
Be a man. Experience.
Well, bad broads are good and bad, like the name implies. You got to take a little bad with the good. Hopefully it evens out. If it does not, then it's time to cut and shuffle. But if you can deal with the bad while you're getting some real good, you know what I'm talking about, then maybe you make it work. Otherwise, hit the fucking road now.
Well, my take is they're all bad because they are the enemy.
Yeah, they totally are. And fucking, I always revert back to my fucking, is the juice worth the squeeze? And 9 times out of 10, for me, it's not. So I'm not willing to succumb to the pressures of these fucking awful broads.
Very logical.
And let them ruin my life like so many people that have gone down before me.
I hope you enjoyed the
Be a Man Experience.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.